Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is an excerpt of our latest Patreon episode. If you're listening here, you're listening on the free feed. For even more, join us at patreon.com/askrona. Speaking of hereditary, does anyone here have type 1 diabetes? I should have asked that before.
Well, it's pronounced diabetes.
That's right. Speaking of another great Philadelphian, Brett Michaels.
Sure.
He always talks about his diabetes.
Oh, I was thinking of
Wilford Brimley
diabetes. Yeah.
Who just died recently.
Did he also say diabetes instead of diabetes?
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Love talking about diabetes.
Wait, who's from Philadelphia? Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels. He says diabetes.
I'm not sure he's from Philadelphia. I've never heard that before.
Tony!
Well, so far, Ronna, you've been wrong about
I need
the
a win
thing.
Here. I need
and
a win here.
By the way, I'm thrilled to announce that because Ronna's literally zero times.
Susan Sarandon's always been a bit of a blind spot for me, I have to say.
I kind of get it, actually.
Yeah, she's not quite my cup of tea.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Butler, Pennsylvania. It doesn't count.
Oh, Butler, Pennsylvania. Come on.
Dante, when I say Tony, does that mean Dante?
Sorry, I have to rep Philadelphia here because I'm a Philadelphian.
You are?
Oh, so that's more important to you than your job, Dante? It's more important to you that you rep the city of Philadelphia?
This is exciting.
Sorry, you know, Philadelphians are a passionate people. Paul can attest to this.
It's very true. We throw batteries when the situation calls for it.
Do you remember the Rock of Love theme song?
A couple in my pocket right now.
What was that, Brian?
The Rock of Love theme song. Do you remember it? It was disgusting. It goes, please let me introduce myself. I want to get you off like there's no one else. Disgusting.
Was that
there's no one else.
Was that the whole song?
No, and then it goes, please let me be your rock of love. And that was it.
That show was bleak.
That show was one of the best shows that
I watched the entire series.
I loved it. But you're right. It was bleak.
Every minute of it.
I did too. I loved it.
And Rodeo, I'm thinking about her right now as we're
talking.
Remember
her?
Yeah, she was something else.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little Housewives revelation the other day, but we don't have to get into it, which was basically, well, who cares? I was going to say the Jen.
I care. Paul might not care, though.
Jen Shah and Erica Girardi. Erica Girardi's no better than Jen Shah.
Certainly not. Jen Shah, by the way, happens to be more entertaining.
Well, Jen Shah, I will say, was the ringleader of her deception. But Erica Girardi went on that show for I don't know how many seasons, 6 years, and was buying things fraudulently.
Yeah.
And pretending, you know, showing.
And meanwhile, they could never do any sort of reconstruction or renewal on their home, that disgusting house they lived in.
Why? Because it was what is that called? Like the Hayes Act or the something? Is a Mills Act? Isn't that?
Well,
what
no,
it's
I think they just didn't have the money.
They had to have
it.
One foot on the floor if they were in bed.
Yes.
Oh, is that?
Yes. That's the Hayes Act.
Is that what that is?
Was that the censorship?
The Hayes Code. Yeah. The Hayes Code.
Hayes Code. The Mills Act, I believe, is a California Preservation Act. If you have a historical home, you can only do certain things to alter the house.
That's true. And also that if you're going to play identical twins, really the only one who can do it is Haley Mills.
That's
the rest,
Haley
it's
Mills.
Not as good.
Yeah, that's
it just
the
isn't
other
as
Mills
good.
Act.
Of course, there's the sister act that if you are undercover as a nun, but you end up doing something positive, then you can't be prosecuted.
I see.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. In any event, everyone has been delivered. Tony Mana is joining us today. The famous Tony, which people know.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tony.
Tony and I took a trip to Target together this week.
What?
Fun.
Oh. Now, have any of you ever been to a Target?
Yeah, I've been
to Bonna, I go a lot. I would have gone with you. I don't know why.
I had never set foot in this place
before. No, you'd never been to a Target before?
I'd been to a Target, but not this one.
Oh.
Tony and I had very different experiences. He thought this was a beautiful Target. And I thought, I started to walk. They had the Halloween stuff was in the bowels of the store. Now, I haven't been in a store in 2 years. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic, almost two, whatever that is, 18 months. All of the Halloween stuff they had in the back of the store. I got halfway into the store and I thought, will I ever get out of here?
Yeah.
How will I get out of here? I thought I could be trapped in here for, there's no windows except at the front. And it's just aisles. Well,
that's true of most
aisles.
Stores, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't know how many windows did you expect?
To be fair, like department stores are built that way too.
Just aisles.
I'll go
aisles.
Into a Ross and I'll say, can somebody open a window, please?
This is
crazy. It is stuffy in here.
Yeah.
Aisles and aisles of things that I knew were just going to end up in a landfill.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably fair.
It was like a clean landfill. That's how I felt.
Target's very
it.
Clean.
Yeah.
Very clean.
It is funny when you go to a chain place,
yeah,
and there's like you've been to several of them, and then there's one that's off, that's yeah. like not doing things the way everybody else does.
And
them.
It might yeah. only be How a little off, but it feels dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brian must experience this when he does groceries on occasion.
Sure.
You wouldn't believe what I have to live and take home, and people don't understand that what you take home is actually. Not what it takes days to get over sometimes.
Yeah, you take your work home with you.
I take your work home with you. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Is that face acupuncture or face yoga that you were just doing right then?
Of self-soothing. I was trying to get my lymph nodes clear, you know?
And, did you do it?
I don't know.
That's the thing with lymph nodes, I will say. They're an absolute mystery.
That's true.
If you ever get a lymph massage, somebody just sort of does, sort of touches, sort of... palpitates on your body.
I had one recently and I was like, what are you even doing to me?
I had that one time. I kind of
possibly not.
I did too, but I don't think it does anything.
They claim to be getting the fluids moving. I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's another way to butter me up. And it's
in any event, each person has been delivered to their home. I'm going to hold this up for the camera here.
The packaging is tremendous.
It always is. Did you get these bags at Target, Ronner?
I did. There's a bag within a bag. So there's these adorable Ziploc. You know, Halloween and Valentine's, I can't resist the packaging if it's cute.
Well, that's the Ukrainian in you with the nesting dolls.
The, the matryoshkas.
Yeah.
This is a giant. And also, I like things that are either way too big or way too small.
Yeah.
And this is just a Ziploc bag, but it's a gigantic Ziploc bag
honestly,
that has pumpkins on it. And I'm so excited
it.
About it.
I was yeah.
And it's sturdy
astonished.
Like a Ziploc bag. It's a
Absolutely.
Good plastic.
Yeah.
Now, Tony and I walked the aisles of Target together. I was wearing a hazmat suit and he was wearing, you know, like a cloth mask or something.
Right.
And
only a cloth.
And
mask.
Nothing else. Very sexy. Lady Godiva.
Tony Godiva.
Talk about a clean landfill. I'm telling
That's
you.
Right. Riding that cart like a horse, totally naked.
I was pushing the cart and Tony was sitting in it like a toddler.
God bless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kicking your feet, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
And so we went through and we noticed all of the Halloween trends for this year.
Ooh.
And
let's
we
talk
bought,
trends.
And we bought, you know, whatever was the hot new stuff. This is what we always love to see is what would they do. I'm just going to say now, spoiler alert, there are no Pop-Tarts in here.
Damn,
we did Pop-Tarts.
God.
We did, Pop-Tarts 2 years ago.
Pop-Tarts.
And
Pop-Tarts.
Brian has been recovering from the Pop-Tarts ever since.
It
the trends
a, it
this
was, it's,
year.
It sent me on a new path in life. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That was
Pop-Tarts
my bottom.
Pop-Tarts are a thing that I don't ever think about until I see them.
Yeah.
And then I
yeah.
want them
want
immediately.
Want them. Me too.
Yeah. You have to have them. Because they were the most incredible
you
things.
You have to have them.
But also
That's
people
true.
Would, well, it's the sort of food that children are always told they can't have.
Exactly.
And I got to say, that
unless
year,
you grew up in a house where you could only have them and then that's a problem.
That year was the best example of pumpkin was in that Pop-Tart, if you'll remember.
No question.
Yeah.
The pumpkin, and they're on shelves again this year because
oh
Gojo
God.
Texted us.
Oh God.
Through the, you know, through Instagram or the internet. He hasn't said anything about your trip. I'm just kidding. He wrote a whole Patreon post about your trip to Italy.
Oh, he did?
To take with. Oh, Paul, what are you doing for Christmas? You want to go to Rome with Brian?
Sure.
Great. Come.
Just the two of us?
Sure. Janie can come.
Janie, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And okay. And then like most activities, I'll decide who I want to hang out with that day, but it's never gonna be both of you at once. Hmm. I get too nervous in crowds. So
but you could all have dinner together.
And three is a crowd.
Exactly.
It famously is.
I get socially anxious with more than one person, but I do need you both to come.
Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we might
be going to visit Janie's family, but I will
go to Rome.
I think the tickets are already bought, but I will check with
Change them.
Wouldn't you rather go to Rome?
I've never been. I would very much like to go.
I'm going. I'm going from like the 20th to the 30th. I'll be there.
He needs a companion.
I need
Maybe
a companion.
Maybe we'll run into you. Maybe we'll run into you there.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said too.
Well,
Paul.
I mean,
Maybe,
we can text
you know what, Paul? Why don't you and me and Janie go?
No.
And then Brian will be there, and we'll text him and say, "Last minute, we're having dinner. If you're not busy, why don't you join us?"
No, I won't be busy. But if you all are going, I'll just join you everywhere because four I can handle.
Well, you can't handle three, but you can handle four.
Well, but Rana is me, so it's like
four
handling-
is you can pair off. Three, yeah. You have to have a Canadian doubles conversation. Right.
By the way, I've invited Ron on this trip so many times, and she won't confirm that she'll come, and she didn't even tell me about the Target trip. So already I'm starting at a deficit with Ronna.
Ooh.
I don't know what it means to start at a deficit. What does that mean for us?
It means that Where in my mind, we? I think of you differently, but it won't be something you notice.
Oh, well, you think you can keep it from me when you're thinking of me differently? You
Should
think
I go?
You're... You think you're a person who's capable of keeping that to yourself? Should you go to Rome? Definitely, Paul. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
Can I ask Tony a question?
On the topic of
candy.
Of course.
Tony's Roman.
Tony, and you know, I'm Paisan. I'm half Italian on my mother's side.
Then what's everyone doing in America? Let's go.
Benvenuto. Va bene.
Do you enjoy Tony's Choco Lonely?
I have never heard of that before.
It's
so good.
It's the big Tony's chocolate. They look like Wonka bars. They look like cartoons. Like you've seen rectangle. Them, Rana. They're in like Jones on Third and like stuff like that.
Yeah. Is the packaging blue and red?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blue and red, orange and yellow. Like it's that big. Yeah.
A few different flavors. They have a hazelnut one that's green and red that they put out. I get it around Christmas time. It's delicious. I like their milk chocolate a lot. It's like something like 80% milk, 20% dark, something like that.
That's what I like.
It's so good.
I should try that because that's my sort of thing.
Yeah.
I just realized all these months, possibly years, I don't know how long Dante's been with us, Brian. Is it 2 weeks or 2 years? I have no idea.
I think it's been about.
I just realized this whole time.
We never asked where he was from.
I realized that Dante probably has the capability to pop in a picture of something when somebody talks about it.
Oh, sure.
And he's just sitting there.
Oh, like we're the view?
Yeah. When Paul mentions this Choco Lonely Bar, whatever it's called, that Dante should pop in a picture of it and people should see what we're talking about on Sauna Privileges.
I thought you were going to say Dante's also Italian, so all of us could go to Rome.
Oh, all these Italians. All right, we've got to get to it. This is taking, the buildup has been too long. We got to get to this. And I don't know if we're going to have time for a question today. I had a fun question, but I don't think we're going to have time for it. So we better get to this. How can we be 42 minutes into this recording and we haven't tasted a piece of candy yet? All right.
That's the Paul F. Tompkins effect on this podcast.
I would like to refer any questions unanswered, send them to Dr. Laura.
Great.
Inside of our gorgeous Ziplocs, which I'm
This is the Ukrainian
people.
Yeah.
Tony has put together, my God, I can smell this bag, Tony. Tony has put together.
Yeah, the bag
together,
has a smell to it.
Does it? Yes.
Oh, it's all part of the fun.
Is it a scratch and sniff orange bag?
I don't think so.
No.
It's a very odd smell to it.
It is. There's a, it's it definitely
like an
a smelly
orangey
bag.
Scent.
It's like the Lulu Row leggings that smelled like sewer.
Now, can someone explain to me that why this is a thing people are saying? You've been booed.
Isn't that funny?
I saw someone saying it
in the millennial sense, like boo, like you've been partnered, you've been romantically coupled.
Oh, Cody Rigsby boo. Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Is that what it
Cody
is?
Cody Rigsby on Dancing with the Stars right now.
He had breakthrough COVID for the second time.
Lucky him.
Oh. Yeah.
Don would have loved to break through COVID.
Yeah.
Don would have loved to break through COVID. So the trends this year were the following.
Yeah.
The big flavor has always has been pumpkin, but obviously pumpkin has saturated the market.
Yeah.
And so people are really trying to push caramel apple.
Why not?
Caramel apple, I should say.
That's what I say, caramel apple.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I can't understand for the life of me why, because it's such a hard flavor to perfect in a food.
Yep.
True.
The food itself tastes like one thing. The flavor of the food, totally different.
It's a little too sweet. It's almost sickly sweet. That taste.
Were this had a caramel apple?
Really? What? Why are they bothering having different flavors?
Why bother with anything but were this? But in fairness to them, they start with the caramel. They may as well add the apple, I suppose.
Sure.
So we went through the aisles of Target. Now, Paul, my understanding is you've already been through the bag. You've lined up the candy.
I have not looked at this at all yet.
Brian,
let me show you. Here we
He's
go.
He's so organized. That's a real host. Yeah.
What's Very that impressive. Supposed to mean?
What are those junior mints with?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited about that.
Should we start with the junior mints?
No, Ronna, I'm saying I'm not a real host. You and Paul know what you're doing.
This year, Junior Mint, I don't know what took them so long. They made Junior Mints. Look at this adorable packaging.
It looks great.
Orange and green. And mm-hmm. the inside, the Junior Mint itself has an orange Halloween filling. And it looks like a black filling as well, with black and orange centers.
Yeah.
So why don't we start there and see, do these, because the problem is when they start messing with the proportions of food coloring.
Yes.
Does it affect the flavor? These are often the questions we
Ronna.
Ask
says,
ourselves.
Look at this. It's spooky mints in pure chocolate.
Yeah. And, but the question, you know, this begs Ronna. The question, what took them so long? Because
right.
they already have the chocolate shell.
Yeah.
Why not do the orange and black center?
Ronna.
So let's open these. Yeah. Oh, let's give it a shake because people love the ASMR.
Oh, sure.
I
mean,
I don't
going to have some junior
I don't
mints.
Think I
these are the Halloween junior mints.
What's that, Brian? That looks like that looks like an insulin pump. What is it?
You got some safety pins?
Well, in this bag so far I found I think you mistook these for junior mints cuz in this bag is just safety pins so far and there's a cat I don't know what a bat ears.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And so but I like it. It's just not junior mints and then there's an apple and a banana.
Oh, healthy.
And
Tony.
Well, I can explain
duck,
this. So
Halloween masking tape I got and a ball of
oh, that's cute.
Lace yarn number 20.
Yeah.
And then these paper clips. So I think that maybe my bag is the wrong. Tony, I think you made a huge mistake that might cost you your job. We'll talk about it, but there's a lot of explaining to do here.
Wow. Fair enough. Touche.
Yeah.
But I was informed that perhaps after your candy binge from, was it last year or the year before?
It was the year before. It's been 2 years since
two
my
years.
Before.
Yeah. The candy binge of 2019.
Yeah, the candy binge of 2019, which may have created COVID-19. We don't know.
Right.
That's, you know. Leave that to the scientists. I went a little bit easy and I gave you some fun things. I mean, yarn and they're not safety.
Halloween masking tape. I don't think I got
masking
that.
Masking tape. They're paper.
It's just that I love the flavors of chocolate and orange together. And, you know, no one really does banana phone jokes anymore. So that's kind of old hat anyway. And
well, it's not an orange flavor. I think it's just an orange color.
And this is really, honestly, not so much bat wings on my head as much as it is like.
They look
that
like
novel
women
Snoopy
talking. Ears.
Yeah.
Or that I'm
that,
Amish.
Yeah. That looked better on the rack, I'll be honest.
I think they're meant to catch the wind, so it's sort of a surprise for people.
Yeah, when you're walking.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the blue thing? Is that a ribbon? Is it a Minnie Mouse Batwing ear?
I think it's a Minnie Mouse Batwing. Well, that's great. So do you all try your candy and I'll tell you how banana
so,
tastes.
So Brian, here's what, to be fair, Brian.
Yeah.
You really, this was an act of love. You really went off the rails after 2019 Halloween.
Should we read the letters?
And it took many, it took somewhere between 8 and 12 months for you to really get yourself back on your feet. And that was just a half an hour of candy tasting.
Have you ever heard of a word called growth? And have you ever heard of a word called breakthrough?
These do smell good.
You know what? Go ahead. I'll tell you how this banana is.
So what we're going to do is we're going to taste them and you can ask us questions.
Ask us any questions about the candy.
What?
No limits. Yeah.
Paul, are you ready?
Yes.
But Brian, I really felt it was the right thing to do when it came to you. I did. It was an act of love. I was worried about you. And I know, we've all been in our houses. You know what I mean? We've all been in our houses. I didn't want you crawling the walls. You know, I just, certainly not when I just repainted the carriage house.
You know what, Ron? Have you ever heard of revenge?
Brian, don't make me read my letter.
Fine. I did want to tell people this is a number 4011 Chiquita banana. Usually this comes without this red bar scan code, but this one has a red one. How's the junior mint?
I could tell that one was black before I bit into it. Could you tell, Paul?
No. I will say this.
Okay.
The consistency is off.
Okay.
What do you mean?
No, try the orange one.
This would have been the one I wanted.
Oh, should I try the orange one?
Here's the situation. You didn't try the orange one yet, did you?
No, not yet.
Wait, some are orange in the middle and some are not?
This one is
orange. Some are black.
So the orange one is the consistency. It's even a bit gooier maybe than an average junior mint, but perfectly delicious.
So is this banana also from Target?
I don't know.
Tony?
Yes, that's banana. That's Target produce.
The chocolate.
That's Target produce.
Oh, not chocolate. Mm-hmm. The black one, they really couldn't get it right.
No, it's complete. It's not a junior mint.
Is it too chewy or too,
It's like
not
solid. It's like crumbly. It's not
ew.
Good. Yeah.
Like
still
chalky.
Minty, but not a junior mint.
Yeah. It's not what you expect when you bite into a junior mint. You want that
But
softness.
I'll tell you what. If these come in mini, this is the big size I only saw at Target. It's a very cute addition to a Halloween treat bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys, should I try this banana?
Sure.
It peels. While you are trying the banana, I will show people. Keep going, dear. How does it peel? By the way, I want to see which way do you peel a banana? I was watching something the other day.
Like this?
Yeah. Like,
That's
the way you.
Now, that's how I thought you're supposed to peel a banana.
What do people do?
You're supposed to turn it upside down.
No,
that's
no,
insane.
No.
Why, and then the top is a handle.
No. It
like
doesn't
an ice
make
cream?
Any sense.
I saw a monkey
do it. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw a monkey do it.
I started peeling them that way after I saw the monkey video.
I saw a monkey do it.
Okay, I'll
right,
tell
Tony?
You.
That's right. I
do everything a monkey does,
do.
Of course.
That's right.
And if a monkey doesn't know how to, if a monkey doesn't know how to eat a banana, who does?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's video of monkeys peeling a banana the other way as well.
Tell us the way we all do. Tell us about the banana, Brian.
It's good. It's a little crunchy at the tops because it's a little green.
Okay.
And did you know a banana is a berry?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's a berry. So it's not as good as
Does that mean it's a flower, technically? A berry's flowers?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Driscoll.
Flower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think they're fruits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so bananas. I knew a banana was a fruit.
It's
I did
a pretty
know that.
Good example.
I know a few other fruits on this call.
I was
too.
Waiting. I was just waiting.
To hear even more of this fabulous episode, join us in the Carriage House at patreon.com/askRuna. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo! let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.